Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings, episode 171. It's time to talk about fans. Now, there are the things that, you know, they go on your ceiling, they might go on your desk, probably some other places. They spin around a lot, usually made of metal. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Oh, that joke was so stupid. Yeah, we're talking about fans today. Now, of course, fans, let's look at the general definition of a fan. It's a machine for producing airflow, often for cooling. There's also, like, hand fans. They're not machines, but they use your body mechanics, so that's pretty much machinery, I think. That's how that works, right? But fans can also be fans of music, or film, or otherwise just, like, I'm a big fan of this. That's what the joke just was. I'm funny, I swear. There's songs called fan, apparently. This is like a fan disambiguation. Disambiguation? Is that how you pronounce that? Disambiguation. That sounds like a better word. Geology? There's geology things? Abyssal fan. Okay, well, I have a new favorite term. Abyssal fan. That's just a good term, which means an underwater geological structure linked to a large-scale sediment disposition. No, deposition, not disposition. I swear I can talk. I mean, I run a podcast after all. That means I have to be good at talking, right? Yeah, that's definitely how that works. I just dropped a pin, and I'm trying to find it because I'm pretty sure it landed point up, but I don't know that. And it's also one of my favorite pins. It reads Kale, but it's in the font of Yale, and it's a pretty good pin. And I'm not seeing where it dropped, which is a little concerning because, you know, there's a spike on it because I just took off the part of the pin that is the protective backing. So I hope I find that. Oops. There's also a common Chinese surname, fan. According to Leland Jones, glue tastes surprisingly dissimilar to tape. Why were you tasting either, actually? There's a municipality in Albania called Fan, Fan County in China, Fan District in Richmond, Virginia, and Fanling Station in Hong Kong. Let's see. Of course, the future air navigation system is called FAN for short, and that's air traffic control. There's a turbofan, which is a type of jet engine. That's pretty neat. I swear, this thing dropped. I don't know where it fell. I can never find things that fall on my carpet, and my carpet really isn't even that big. Like, I found it! Oh my gosh, I found it. Okay, we're good. Oh no, I dropped it again. Okay, I found it this time. Alright, we're good. We are completely good. Anyway. Oops. Well, I found it, so that's okay. Fandom. There's lots of other uses for it. But yeah, fans, I'm talking about the machine. A powered machine used to create a flow of air. Usually it's through rotating assembly of blades, known as an impeller, rotor, or runner. Usually, it's contained in some form of housing or case. It's for safety, so you can't touch the fan blades, as well as to direct the airflow. Most of them are powered by electric motors, but other sources of power may be used, including hydraulic motors, hand cranks, and internal combustion engines. Why is that being used on that's probably for, you know, a fan that's moving an aircraft or something. That would make sense. Mechanically, a fan can be any revolving vane, which, of course, means, if you think like a weather vane, it means any of several usually relatively thin, rigid, flat, or sometimes curved surfaces radially mounted on an axis that spin, used to turn a fluid. Did you know that air counts as a fluid? I think that's pretty neat. Fan dumb, more like fan smart. Yep, that's hilarious, Leland. Thank you for that. Okay. It's used to produce currents of air. If it's in the water, I think it's called a turbine, but also I think an air one can be called a turbine, so that might just be for locomotion now that I think about it. It produces fast air flows with high volume and low pressure, as opposed to compressors, which have high pressures at a low volume. A fan blade will often rotate when exposed to an air fluid stream, and devices that take advantage of this, like wind turbines and anemometers, which are used for measuring wind speed and direction, often have similar designs to a fan. They're used mainly for climate control, personal thermal comfort, vehicle engine cooling systems, machinery cooling systems, ventilation, fume extraction, winnowing, that's a cool word, the process by which chaff is separated from the grain. See, we're going for some wheat here. I don't know what I'm doing. I swear I'm good at this. They're removing dust, drying, and providing a draft for a fire. Fans are often used to cool people, but they don't actually cool the air. Electric fans may warm it slightly due to the warming of the motors, but they work by the evaporative cooling of sweat and increased heat convection into the surrounding air due to the airflow. They're ineffective at cooling the body if the surrounding air contains high humidity and is near body temperature. So right now, outside, it's like 90 degrees out. So, and I'm pretty sure the humidity's high. It was when I was walking the dogs. So I think I'm just going to suffer. I don't think a fan would be much help. A fan blade's generally made of wood, plastic, or metal. Huh. What kind of music do you like? One wind turbine asks, and the other wind turbine goes, I'm a big metal fan. Fans have several applications in the industries. Cooling machines and processing things, and cooling the case of industrial heat exchangers. They're critical machines responsible for the operation of the entire plant, which may shut down without the proper fan. In mining and tunneling, it's also used as safety equipment. The Punkka fan, I think that's how you pronounce that, is a type of fan that originated in India about 500 before Common Era BCE. Or, if you use the other method of saying the words, BC. It was a handheld fan made from bamboo strips or other plant fibers that could be rotated or fanned to move the air. During the British rule, it came to be used by Anglo-Indians to mean a large swinging flat fan, fixed to the ceiling and pulled by a servant called the Punkawala. Which, that's a really good word. I enjoy that word. For the purposes of air conditioning, the Han Dynasty in China, there was this guy named Ding Huan in 180 Common Era, who invented a manually operated rotary fan with 7 wheels that measured 10 feet or 3 meters in diameter. During the 8th century, during the Tang Dynasty, from 618 to 907, the Chinese supplied hydraulic power to rotate the fan wheels for air conditioning, while the rotary fan became even more common during the Song Dynasty, from 960 to 1279. Apparently, my dogs have decided to bark downstairs, and it's because someone decided to visit the house. Okay, I wonder who that is. I genuinely don't know. I'm going to take a look out my window and see. I think that's my aunt down there. Well, I can't go down and say hi because I have a podcast to run, so... Oh, great. Can you guys hear the dogs? Oh, come on. All right. Well, this is wonderful, and I don't edit these podcasts, so I guess everyone's just going to deal with my dogs. Yeah, I got 2 dogs. One of them, they're providing a nice background. One of them is a treeing cur, meaning his job is, like if we were actually using him on a farm or something, would be to chase squirrels and other animals like that up trees and then just stand at the base of the tree so they wouldn't come back down. And then the other one's a mountain dog, an Appenzeller. She's like a Bernese, but smaller and short-haired. And her job would be to rescue people from the mountains and stuff. So she has a very barrel-chested bark. And they're both very friendly. Their names are Obi and Sasha. They're wonderful. But I do wish that they would stop barking while I'm doing my podcast. But we only have about 5 minutes left-ish. So I guess we can just deal with that. Anyway, we're talking about fans. In the 17th century, experiments of scientist Otto von Guericke? Guericke? I don't know. Robert Hooke and Robert Boyle. Otto and the Roberts, new band name. established the basic principles of vacuum and airflow. The English architect Sir Christopher Wren applied an early ventilation system in the Houses of Parliament, which used bellows to circulate air. Wren's design would be the catalyst for much later improvement and innovation. The first rotary fan used in Europe was for mine ventilation during the 16th century, illustrated by Georg Agricola. Agricola? That sounds like some sort of new drink. All I'm saying, this would never happen with a pet cactus. You're probably right. I don't think my pet cactus would bark if I had a pet cactus. I'm proud of you for making this connection. Everyone, round of applause. Okay. Anyway. John Theophilus Desaguliers, D-E-S-A-G-U-L-I-E-R-S. Desaguliers, I think. A British engineer demonstrated the successful use of a fan system to draw out stagnant air from coal mines in 1727, and soon afterward he installed a similar apparatus in the Parliament. Good ventilation was particularly important in coal mines to reduce casualties from asphyxiation, because, you know, there's not much air down there. The civil engineer, John Smeaton, and later John Buddle, instilled reciprocating air pumps in the mines of North England. However, this arrangement was not ideal, as the machinery was liable to breaking down. But in 1849, it's okay, because now we've got a 6-meter-long steam-driven fan, designed by William Brunton, and was made operational in the Geligere Colliery of South Wales. That has got to be the most Welsh name I've ever, or most Welsh, not Welsh, most Welsh name I've ever heard. The model was exhibited at the Great Exhibition of 1851, and also in 1851, David Boswell Reed, a Scottish doctor, installed 4 steam-powered fans in the ceilings of St. George's Hospital in Liverpool, so the pressure produced by the fans would force the incoming air upward and through vents in the ceiling. Improvements in this technology were made by James Nasmyth, French Theophile Goubel, and Frenchman... Okay, I don't know these people. And J.R. Waddle. In 1882 and 1886, Schuler Wheeler invented a fan powered by electricity, and that's the cool ones that we got now, right? It was commonly marketed by American firm Crocker and Curtis, the electric motor company. In 1885, a desktop electric fan was commercially available by Stout, Meadowcraft & Co. in New York. In 1882, though, Philip Deal developed the world's first electric ceiling fan. Fans were powered by alcohol, oil, or kerosene until the turn of the 20th century. In 1909, KDK of Japan pioneered the invention of mass-produced electric fans for home use. In the 1920s, industrial advances allowed steel fans to be mass-produced, and which brought fan prices down and allowed more homeowners to afford them. In the 30s, their first Art Deco fan, the Silver Swan, was designed by Emerson. Right? Of course, obviously. In the 1940s, Compton Graves of India became the world's largest manufacturer of electric ceiling fans for the sale in India, Asia, and the Middle East. And by 1950s, table and stand fans were manufactured in bright colors. The 1960s brought in window and central air conditioning. But in the 1970s, people brought in turn-of-the-century styled fans as people became aware of the cost of electricity and the energy used to heat and cool homes. In 1998, William Fairbank and Walter K. Boyd invented the high-volume, low-speed HVLS ceiling fan, which reduced the energy consumption by using long fan blades at low speeds to move more air. Let's see. Let's look at chat for a sec. The word goose is derived from the ancient Germanic languages, and that's why its plural form is geese. That's cool, I guess. Read my fun fact. Yes, the fun fact is cool. All right, apparently a whole thing has happened. Oh, there's more. I have to say the song that's been on my mind all episode, guys. Okay, I'll wait. We'll wait.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Moose is a Native American word, which is why its plural form isn't meese. That's cool. All right. I'm going to say the song that's been on my mind all episode. It's going to be, we'll go with, I'm like looking through all my Spotify lists right now. Okay, we'll go with From Eden by Hozier. Why not? Yeah, Hozier's cool. All right. Thank you to everyone who said things in the chat. I'm going to log off now. I'll catch you all next time, and I hope to see you all next time. Good.